Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
I am repaired.
Dude, it is. Wow. Look at that. I was worried about you yesterday.
That was scary.
I was worried about you.
Hey, Marcos, I had a Popeye arm.
Man, that thing looks swollen, dude. Yeah. Nah. Yeah. So, okay, what was the final verdict? What was it officially?
Tobin
accused
him. Poisoned?
Yeah, no. What's going on here?
So I had a bump. I thought it was like a hair bump or something. I popped it. I was keeping it clean or whatever. You know, all the stuff you're supposed to do. Got up yesterday, and I couldn't bend my arm. And I'm like, what is wrong with my arm? And I'm like, oh, you know what I did? So when you have it, you have to keep it moist so everything can have a place to leave, right? So if it's an infection or something, it can get out. Well, it had a scab, so that means everything stayed in and went into my arm, and my arm swole up and it was hurting, so I had to go.
I don't like that. Did you watch what wait. Ooh.
Yeah,
did you watch it get cut?
I can't. You idiot.
What?
Look at your elbow.
All right.
Okay, and that's why they cut, and that's how you gonna hold your elbow?
Well, I thought that you were like drained from here, so I thought you would get a little peeky.
No, it's right here.
So they drained you from the elbow?
Yeah, so I was like this. I couldn't see. I could feel it, though.
All right.
First, they give you a whole bunch of shots to like numb it up.
Yep.
But then sometimes where they dig, they ain't put no shot there.
Oh, I don't like you just saying the word dig.
Yeah, like, and you know, dig into your elbow?
I went, oh. And she goes, well, I couldn't numb everything because I didn't know where this was going to lead me.
This is no accountability to begin with.
Unless it was a lady nurse training you.
Yeah, with something I've never seen.
Uh-oh.
The cut-off scrubs.
What's that?
She had, like, the cut-off scrubs.
Oh, okay.
So arms up.
Cut off, but that's how it made sleep. Let me put sleeveless scrubs.
Yeah, when you said cut off, I was like, where?
Yeah. Wow, crop top scrubs.
walking around like with some Lululemon scrubs.
What's going on?
Sleeveless scrubs.
Yeah. Gotcha. All
right.
That's
right. I'm on some antibiotics, but I feel much better today. My arm is working.
Had me worried, dude. Had me worried. It looked like you had gotten bit by some kind of tarantula.
I showed him. He goes, hey, man, do you need to be here? Do you need to fight?
No, that was scary, dude. It really looked very swollen on camera, so I can imagine in person.
And I'm like, no. And I just went to the little, not the hospital, but like the little middle, you know, the little
urgent care?
Yeah. Urgent care. And, I was in and out of there in 40 minutes.
I would have done it for cheaper.
No, yeah, with what?
stupid.
Dude, you know, every time they use one of them tools, they open up the package or whatever. I don't got time for you to go in your kitchen and get something short.
Margo's going to sterilize it with his watch fire.
Yeah, I would have done.
Hey, you know, hey, if you grew up in the hood, nobody would go to the hospital. You had a grandma or aunt who worked in the periphery of a hospital that, oh, yeah, I can take care of that.
They had some remedies?
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
My grandmother was a nurse, and she did not play. No. That's not what you need, right? Mm-mm. Yeah. So
the headlines here are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory. The Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia, one of the great sports days in America. Pitchers and catchers report today. Old Jupiter welcomes in the fish.
I mean, let's be clear.
What?
Okay. It's a great day for some. But the Miami Marlins are like a hurricane. Every time their season starts, we all are in the cone of uncertainty. Right?
Oh, there's a certainty.
Like we go get a direct hit.
No, there's a certainty they're gonna suck. No, there is a certainty about that. They are going to be young, and the only other certainty is as soon as Sandman throws 100 miles an hour, Peter Bendix is gonna be on the line like, did you see that? What are we gonna trade him for?
My problem is
Mr. Sherman, we can make a deal.
Here's my problem with the Marlins, and tell me if you agree with me. It doesn't matter who's in control. Every time in the previous 15 years that we've traded a star,
yep,
we've gotten garbage in return.
The only time you didn't, honestly, or I don't want to say the only time you didn't, because you know they gave up Zach Gallen, they got Jazz Chisholm. Jazz was good.
And then he got too good, and then
he got too good, and now Agustin Ramirez. So, you know, maybe he'll turn out to be a thing, dude. I don't know. I was reading it. I was like, pitchers and catchers report today. And I thought to myself, can I name a Marlins catcher?
Are we going out there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I haven't been asked.
I'm a big fan of checking. Like, first of all, the one thing that you guys.
Do you want to go out there? Like, I think that's the question. Is do you want to go out there? Who do you want to talk to other than Sandman?
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. But here's the deal. I don't think people understand. There are more players at baseball in a baseball training camp
than
they're on a football team.
It's crazy.
Like it looks like a Walmart out there because there's
a lot of them
all day.
And a lot of it's funny because a lot of these, you know, it's one of these things that baseball has really tried to almost shave down because they feel like it's not a necessity because you have so few players who are actually going to be good that there was like a huge thought of like, is the minor league is going to get tented up? Like, are they going to even get rid? Because like, you know, you got these in small towns all over the place. It is fun going to minor league baseball. Like if you just want like a cheap
more
family night out,
buck.
That's an entertaining time, but no, you're not kidding. There's a ton, and they're all wearing Marlins jerseys, and then quite frankly, you can't tell who's who.
Nope.
Now,
I guess what
Marcos, are you
still? So it goes by the jersey you're wearing.
Marcos, are you still trying to figure out a Marlins catcher?
Yeah, no, for sure. For the past, I really can't find one. But I think you have to be right in that sense in regards to like. You can't have these minor league games because you're seriously banking off of this farm system because it's like one in a million. It has to be for those small town teams or small towns that don't have major sports that are just like, the good old sport of baseball. And I mean, you've mentioned it's a good time to take your kids and stuff.
It is a good time.
That has to be the only reason those things exist because like who even does the farm system?
Well, that's why like the St. Lucie Mets wanted Tebow back in the day, you know,
sure.
get people out to the park. But like, no, there's like some small minor league owner like Bubba Watson owns one of the Marlins teams. He owns the Pensacola Wahoos.
Mm. Agustin Ramirez.
Yep.
The Marlins catcher.
That's like the best guys they supposedly got out of the Jazz Chisholm deal.
He hits dingers. But unfortunately, as I've read up for him for 5 minutes before today's show, because I was like, who is a Marlins catcher other than Fortes? I know Fortes, but everybody wants to get rid of him because he stinks. But I was like, oh, all right, Agustin Ramirez. What's up with him? And they're like, now the thing about him is he's a catcher who can't catch because he had a lot of pass balls last year.
In other words, he'll be a first baseman in a year or so.
That's what everybody thinks. First baseman, okay. DH. Okay. First baseman. But obviously, if you're a catcher, I mean, like, man, that's a if you're a catcher who can hit, that's a hell of a luxury to have. Yeah, but it does seem like that
could be short lived. He is not a catcher who can hit. He's a hitter that can't catch.
Didstop says, are you saying his first name? I think it's Agustin Ramirez. A-G-U-S-T-I-N. I think that, I don't know.
Agustin? We want to
put some flair on it.
Whatever.
Agustin?
Why don't you hit a home run before you?
If it's A-U-G-U-S-T, it's August. So
it's not August. It's A-G-U-S-T-I-N. Agustin, I think, is how it would be, right?
Hey, look, I'm not going to learn his name until he does something cool.
Dude, we're looking at you.
Okay. Me? I'd say Agustin. But again, Agustin. I'm not going to learn his name until he does something cool.
This is the equivalent. Asking Marcos about Spanish.
Can we call him the Goose Man?
Is the equivalent to me asking you about hockey.
Can we call him the Goose Man?
I don't think
We're assuming Marcos knows Spanish.
He does. This is very offensive. What if we ask you about French sometimes, Creole or something like that? You know a little bit.
Yeah, I know a little bit.
See, you know a little
bit. But I'm not Creole.
Isn't everyone from Louisiana?
I'm not French.
Well,
you are Latino.
Well,
so if we have any Latino questions about words or whatever,
you're on a comedy page named Cafecito Comedy.
Yeah.
Which is funny if you know Marcos, because dude can't speak no Spanish. Amazing. You are incredible.
Hablo inglés también.
Yeah, okay.
I think if it's anything other than
minus one for fraudulence.
No,
and then we'd ask JFig, but she ain't gonna come to 12:30.
If JFig confirms that it's anything other than Agustin, then I'll accept it. But as of right now, I'm doubling down on my answer.
All right, well, and maybe just for sure, I'll just call him Goose Ramirez.
That's not bad.
The Goose Man. But anyway, I used to think, though, like, this really was a holy day to me back in the day. Like, as a sports fan, I was so excited for pitchers and catchers. I was like, oh,
here's it.
It's here, dude.
How old were you when the Marlins were?
When they were six.
Okay. So,
six, seven.
Understand this. I had never been anywhere near baseball. And in fact, the only baseball that we had in New Orleans was they used to do a series in spring ball where four teams would come to the Superdome and play in the Superdome on a weekend. That's the only baseball I got.
Well, I was a kid. There was a lot of teams down here. There were like more when I was real little. There was a lot of teams like in Pompano and things like that.
Right.
But when I really started getting into watching the Marlins, it was the only team that was down here before they changed ownership and moved to Jupiter. They were all the way up in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And so the only time I really got to see them is when they played the Orioles, because the Orioles did spring training in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
Right. Where the Pinks play now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I never had any baseball until I got to college. And then we had, you know, the Tigers, and then the Indians were basically what the Marlins are now until like mid-90s. And then they started getting good. So that was my first like, hey, let's go see a baseball game type of environment. And I had, like I said, me and Kenny Lofton switched season tickets. So I had season tickets to the Indians. So I went, man, I used to love that old 12, 1 o'clock game. I could just go sit in my seat with all the other 200 people there during the week and just watch baseball. And I just go down in the locker room. So yeah, that was fun.
You know, like, you know, Bendix is going to be sitting behind that bump today watching the Sandman on that radar gun, just drooling because he can't wait to trade him for six prospects.
How long before he's, you know, up to speed?
Sandy?
Yeah, did they say?
Sandy's going to, I think, start opening day. Yeah, he said he's fully back. Yuri is not going to be back till the All-Star break.
Jeez. I don't know why they wait. Just out of curiosity.
Why do they wait what?
Once they get that elbow strain.
I think you have to wait for it. I do think you have to wait for it. It's like kind of a knee thing. I think you have to wait like a certain amount of weeks till it goes down.
If it What I'm saying is that every time we've seen an elbow soreness type of thing, they rehab it and then they come back and then they struggle. And then 6 or 7 months later, so-and-so's having Tommy John surgery.
I'm like,
once they start that process of sore elbow,
I'm pretty sure it seemed like the last year Sandy pitched, he probably pitched the entire year just through toughness and probably could have gotten it like in the beginning of the year. Because remember, he had the Cy Young year and it was an unprecedented level of innings pitched. He was like some kind of throwback from the 70s where he's like the only guy going the distance in the league. And then, you know, which was awesome to see. I'm not, you know, I was like, it was unbelievably like elite ball to watch this guy pitch.
Must watch every 5 days.
And, but then like the next year, you could just like, he just didn't have it. And it kind of felt like he didn't have it like the whole season. And I'm like wondering, did he just like grit through a season? He probably should have just had Tommy John.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is that. Are we to the point now where once a guy talks about a sore elbow, you know what's coming? I don't care how long you sit them. I don't care how much time they take off, how many starts they skip, right? The inevitable is coming.
Oh, Mr. Sherman, he threw 104 today.
That is the most obnoxious voice.
And he's going to end up a Yankee. He's gonna end up a Yankee or a Dodger.
Bendix here, Dodgers. He's throwing 103 prospects.
But do you want prospects from?
Oh God,
he wants. He always wants
or the Dodgers.
Somehow the Dodgers also have the best farm system. That's just how.
Which is crazy.
They just buy
everybody, and they got the best farm system.
Yeah, I was like, wait. I was looking at the Marlins farm system. I'm like, all right, where are we ranked? And I'm like, how are the Dodgers number one? This sucks.
And we trading for prospects all the time. Well, because they just spend money. They don't have to ever give up prospects to get a player.
They just print money, dude. It's ridiculous. Peter, my boy, what do you got?
Mr. Sherman, he just went 9 innings.
Hurry up before that thing blows again.
Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Let's, you know, go foist the Yankees again.
No, you first.
I'm on my way.
No, you called the Dodgers first. You called the Dodgers first, and then the Yankees second.
Dodgers.
You want those two competing, or you maybe give Boston a call. Who else? San Diego. Are they out of it now? Because they were spending a lot of money.
No.
San Diego. Who else? San Francisco is not cheap. You know who would probably throw something at him? Houston.
Mets.
The Mets. Oh, the Mets. Yeah, the Mets. Spend some money. So, yeah.
Everyone's spending money but us.
You know who to call. But sometimes they call you because they got feelers out.
That's what he's wanting. No, trust me. They're probably like, once he goes up against Skeens and if he outduels Skeens on opening day, Bennick's gonna be like, no prospects.
Didn't Skeen win the Cy Young last year, right?
Yeah, he's good.
He was, oh my goodness, was he?
He's good. A horse.
But anyway, they build alike. They look like the same guy, right?
Big boys. Big. Heater also in action tonight on the hardwood against the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll talk about that coming on up in 15 minutes of Heat. That's next.
I will steam.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fifteen minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQM is brought to you by Hollywood Kia and Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. It is an 8 o'clock tip off tonight from Oklahoma City. The Miami Heat are 14.5-point underdogs tonight to OKC.
This hurts my heart.
Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez Jr. from Anthony Chang still listed as questionable. As of yesterday, they did not travel with the team to OKC, but it was not ruled out that they could meet up. So this is some disastrous. Oh, but it's down to 13.5. So maybe they think Tyler's coming back. I don't know. But
he's worth only 1 point.
I don't know. I'm just telling you that he is. Well, the Thunder have only lost 9 times this year. They're 43-9.
No, I know.
Tyler, I believe they have shoot around. What time is it?
Okay, yeah, you best believe they got shoot around. They got all them new guys. They need to figure some stuff out.
9:20.
Yeah, they're an hour behind us. So I think they have shoot around 10 a.m. their time. So it's 11 a.m. our time. So maybe next hour we'll get an update on if the guys made it up there. And we'll have a better idea of where they stand. But as of yesterday, they had said that they had not traveled with the team because of the BGs. Yep. Only got to keep up with an MVP candidate tonight with no Tyler Hero. That's all.
I mean, it wasn't going to be Tyler.
What do you mean?
Tyler ain't going to be guarding him.
No. No, he's not going to guard him, but I need somebody else to get some freaking buckets.
Yeah. Offensively.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, that extraterrestrial was good.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's just arms and legs and neck.
Schmeathan says that he don't have shoot around. They have brick around. Spo just walks.
At shoot around, they build houses for habitat.
Yeah, Spo walks up with a wheelbarrow full of bricks and cement. He goes, all right, let's get working, boys. Yeah, let's get going tonight. 6:45 is preheat. With Solana, that gets going for you. It's down, yeah, so 13.5 is the line right now. Last night in the NBA, you had the Grizzlies beating the Suns 119 to 112. Kevin Durant, though, did reach 30,000 career points. So they gave him the game ball afterwards.
The third quickest.
Sheesh.
You know who the top two are?
For quickest?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess LeBron.
Nope.
Really?
They did top five. You wasn't on the list.
Kareem?
Yes.
And Wilt?
Actually, it was Wilt, not Kareem. Sorry.
Oh, my bad.
And you're missing number two.
Who was number two?
Jordan.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah. He, I want to say Wilt did it in 941 games. Jordan did it in 960. And Kareem and KD did it in 1101.
Ooh. That's crazy. Did you guys see Embiid blow it last night?
No, but I'm glad to hear that.
Oh. Yeah, he had a terrible turnover late in the game where and just like fumbled the ball. Like he had the ball like top of the key. They're like, all right, big fella, do what you're gonna do. And just like he starts driving towards the rim and goes, whoop, lost the basketball. It was great. Goopsies. They all started booing him.
Did he try to pretend like he was fouled?
You know him. He's just clumsy, trying to like look like he's falling all over the place. But yeah. You know.
It's hard to be a fluid 7-footer, which is why, like, when you look at Kalel and you look at KD and you look at all these, and even Jovic looks awkward, but right, he doesn't move fast enough to get into some of the positions that the other guys get into.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I mean, like he's. Kalel definitely has a fluidity and a prettiness to his game offensively that I think is going to be really fun to watch develop. Be fun, you know, especially, you know, if Eric Spoelstra, you know, goes back to tall time and we can have some fun, baby. You know, maybe you want to do that against this team, Spo. I don't know. One of the biggest teams in the league. That's just me. I don't know. I'm just, you know, spitballing here. I know? I'm not a basketball savant.
I've had the hardest time with Spo this year, right? With some of the decisions he's made. And then, like I said, I don't know more than him. I'm not claiming to. But this just seems like a period in time where some of your young guys should be developing on the fly. Because once your team becomes young, you ain't got time to baby them into it. You need, you know, teachable moments and stuff like that to where, look, you're going to be playing 30 minutes. This is what you need to do. Mm. And you know, Kalel going from 30 minutes to 12 minutes to 15 minutes to 20, like some people have a hard time of handling that. And Spo makes it sound like if you play for the Heat, it's part of the deal. You got to just know how to handle it. Everybody's not good at that.
I'm curious to see if Tyler does play tonight, or he doesn't play tonight, is there any, is Spo going to go with that same lineup to start the game, or is he going to maybe insert Duncan Robinson, you know, to give him a little bit more juice on the spacing?
You need a drive and a kick, right? And I think Tyler has been a good facilitator, either with the alley-oop, the kick out to the three. So you got to have a three-point shooter out there.
Yeah, but Duncan's good at that. Like, Duncan is good at setting up bigs on stuff. Like, there's right, a good
game.
Like,
saying.
He's grown a lot in that.
But that's what I'm saying. Dunk does it, and Tyler does it.
Like, Burks isn't going to do that. Burks is strictly going to be out there shooting.
Right.
Even though I know, like, Alec Burks' net rating with the Heat is very, very good this year. It's not really a shot at him. I'm just curious. Like, I don't know. It just feels like Duncan Robinson gets lost in the shuffle and all this with the Heat. Is Haywood Highsmith going to get benched again? Like, Spo really leaned into the new guys the last game.
The dunks thing is crazy to me. Like, a guy who got to 500 threes quicker than anybody in the history of the NBA is having a hard time finding time on a team that can't score.
Yep.
That's...
Make it make sense.
It makes no sense. Right. Make it make sense.
Davion Mitchell, somebody asked early in the chat, is he any good at scoring? He'll tell you. Very underrated at scoring. He's not he doesn't feel like he gets the respect he deserves. Here was Davion Mitchell after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that being in the NBA, you kind of get this this tag when you really good defensively and you had bad stretches offensively and where he was before, and now it's like, oh, he can't play offense. I think I'm a really good playmaker. I've shown it before, even when I was with the Kings, but it is what it is. I feel like I can make plays. I can get by my man. I can make layups. I can do a lot of things, but I got to make them tonight, and I'll be fine.
Yeah, well.
And you didn't say I could shoot the ball.
Not his thing.
You know, wait. When a player says, I can make layups, he is kicking rocks on that shooting thing.
Not his thing.
He said playmaker, though. He did say playmaker. I heard that. Did not
say like, he's a capable shooter in small volume. You know, like, he doesn't take a lot of threes. He takes under three attempts a game. Like, he doesn't shoot the ball very much. That's not his thing. He's a defensive guard. That's what he's right. there for. He did have a career high in assists, and he did a good job in the early goings, especially with his new team, like, setting guys up. I thought his minutes were pretty encouraging. I would say out of all the guys, I would say out of Wiggins, certainly Kyle Anderson, and Davion, like, who had the best debut? I would probably say Davion Mitchell had the best debut out of everybody.
I mean, because old Kyle is moving in slow motion. But that's the way he does. That's the way he does things.
They call him slow-mo. Right?
Him and Kalel can jog down together. I want this game. When I look across at OKC and I say, whoo, they're big, I want us to look big too. Do what you got to do, Spo. Right?
He's not going to do it. Take a break. Back with more for this. Welcome back, everybody. All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let us get to our road to repeat here. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
All right, so we got the Four Nations face-off beginning tonight. It's on TNT for those looking for it. Tonight we got Canada and Sweden going at it at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is your puck drop tonight for this big-time national face-off. Let's see. What do we got here? Sam Reinhart to score a goal, plus 180 tonight. If you want Rhino, Reinhardt to record 2+ points is 3-1. You know, mind you, it's a team that got Sid the Kid. You got Connor McDavid on this team. So, you know, he's not, you know, going to be the lead pony like he is. But we know Rhino. I mean, he's just got that propensity to score goals, Leroy.
He does. He does. What about
Canada's a 1.5 goal favorite. The money line today is Sweden plus 175.
Isn't
with our boy Gustav Forsling.
Rodriguez is not on that team. He ain't making. Huh?
No, he's not on the team.
Right. Let's
see. Sams. The Sams are on the team, Leroy. Got to figure Canada's. I mean, like Sweden's got to bring
it. You think these games going to be all high scoring because they ain't going to be lighting each other up?
I don't know. Well, maybe that they're lighting each other, lighting each other up more.
International rules, like Olympic rules, where you can't.
I don't know, dude. This is again. You're asking me for. This is the first time I'm going to watch the Four Nations, dude. I don't know. You do this all the time, though, dude. You play these. Well, what is the playing style, Tobes, of the Four Nations? I don't know.
So you're lashing out. You need to take a step
back.
No,
I'm not lashing out. It's a ridiculous question.
It was a reasonable question.
It's not a reasonable question. Ask me.
You asked Marcos how to pronounce a name.
Yeah, and I was right.
You know, he don't speak a damn bit of Spanish.
I'm one. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Pronunciation and playing style of a tournament. I try to build that's the same.
I'm just assuming an international thing. They do it more Olympic rules.
And assume it. Don't ask me.
So there won't be a lot of fights and
just
stuff.
Do it like this. Do this. Be like, you know, Tobes, I assume that it's going to be a lot like the Olympics since it's that international style. I'll be like, I can't tell you any different than Leroy. If I did, I would say wrong, but I would, how can I counter it? I don't know.
Can we get back to our discussion? You idiot.
Hold on one second.
So the reason why I asked is because if they're playing those rules, maybe to give you a better idea of who's gonna score, because it might be a free for all with the scoring, since there won't be as physical.
Nah, it's NHL rules.
Is it?
Yeah,
you don't know.
It was a valid question. That's what I was saying. But it's NHL rules. With a modified point system, apparently.
Each team will play once, round robin style. Yeah. Regulation winners will receive 3 points. Overtime shootout winners receive 2 points.
Your boy does research.
Overtime shootout receive 1 point. Regulation losses will receive 0 points. All right. So that means that there are going to be some fools in the penalty box.
That means that we should all apologize.
You think that there's going to be, okay. Look, even if it was international rules, you don't think Kachuk's going to do whatever he wants?
No, because like when
he's going to cause an international incident is what he's going to do.
When these guys play in the Olympics, they don't have a whole bunch of fighting.
How many Olympic hockey games you watch, dude, since Miracle on Ice? Be honest. Be honest, Posh. Be honest.
I watch the medal games.
Okay, dude. Well, like, let me tell you something. I don't know. Wait. Why are we making hockey assumptions? Wait. I'm just telling you what the lines are for tonight, and you're sitting here trying to deduce. Huh? Zero, and I claim to not watch any. I'm not saying, but you just keep doing the intangibles thing where you throw it in my face and you're like, oh, he's got to know intangibles.
Marcos, why is he so mean to me?
He's aggressive.
Why are you so mean? He's aggressive. Today.
He needs to take
every show.
Deep breath.
Every show.
I'm just here.
And somehow you come out
when
with.
When you bring up a topic, I'm figuring if I need answer to said topic, I will ask the person who brought up the topic.
I just brought up the betting lines. I just brought up the betting lines.
Right, and I was trying to get in, like, on it by saying,
do you think it's a lot like the Olympics?
If they're playing wide open hockey, then yeah, I could see Verhage? No, not Verhage.
Reinhardt.
I could see Reinhardt scoring, right?
But Reinhardt
scores. If they're playing NHL rules.
If it's wide open, not wide open, Reinhardt scores. He scores. He's one of the best scorers in the league.
Yeah. I got you.
No, I don't think you do.
No,
you're
so mean. You are so
You are ridiculous. I can't take you anywhere with hockey questions.
You brought up.
Stop asking me things. I don't know. I'm not Barry Melrose.
Don't bring it up.
Don't bring it up. Okay,
I have to. We have a sponsored segment called Cat Talk.
No.
No more Cat Talk. I proved the repeat.
You brought up Chili Peppers.
Yep.
And I was going to go down the Chili Pepper path and ask.
When do we ever bet with actual facts for Chili Peppers? When has that ever happened in the history of the show?
Yeah, it's usually vibes.
Yeah, minus one for lashing out.
What are you talking about?
Minus agrees. One.
Everybody agrees for that lashing you have been, out. You've been extremely rough here this morning to start the day.
Leroy broke down. Dade sounds right. Leroy broke down while you sweat from wings. He's a ponderer. Yeah, that's what you are. You are a ponderer. Like, you're just, you know, is the ice wide open? And what is Sweden's forecheck like?
I don't know what no forecheck is. What are you talking about? Right?
Does Philip Forsberg and his mustache have enough to bring to Sweden?
I asked a really good question.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
What
you
know, rules are they playing by? Because some rules allow you to hit a little more than others. So they're playing NHL rules, which means that Kachuk going to probably get into some fights. Somebody going to probably get clipped. Somebody going to get hit with a stick. There's going to be power plays. That's all I'm saying. If that is the case, then Reinhardt is almost a must bet. That's where I was getting at.
I don't even want to bet it anymore. You ruined it.
Wow.
You ruined it for me.
Just mean to your core, all the way to the white meat. You just mean.
Why's it got to be white meat?
Because everybody, you know, you ever heard I got cut to the white meat?
I was on your side, Leroy, till you had to drop that, dude. I can't believe it.
What?
He was already trying to take Luca away from me yesterday. He's trying to say, you guys don't get him.
I heard that. And
you guys McCaffrey. Don't get him.
He gave you Cooper Kupp. He said, be happy with this.
No, I said, then we get Cooper Flag.
What?
No, you don't get anybody. You got who you got.
Because Cooper Flag and McClung, no. Intangibles don't dunk like that.
That's not fair.
I know it's not fair.
It's not fair.
You got Jaime. What are you talking about?
Oh, bubble guts.
He's got tummy trouble. Yeah. Guy's got the stomach of a grandma.
It really is. It is alarming how often he's out for bubble guts.
Bubble guts.
Seriously, what's going on with his digestion? I mean, like, I don't even want to joke about this. Like, what kind of person gets this much BGs in a season? It's not even through the season. He's already got it, what, 3-4 times?
Yep.
He's getting on those.
It's got to be a record.
Or that's what they just give, you know. They just give that, you know, bubble guts. Can't really track bubble guts. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
JIP says, I asked my white friend about everything lacrosse and hockey, so I understand where Leroy is coming from.
Lacrosse. Oof.
No, same thing. Tangible. If I have a lacrosse, well, I know who I'm not asking about lacrosse.
I don't know anything about lacrosse.
You don't know anything about hockey, evidently.
I barely know about LaCroix.
Your dog cussed me every time I ask you a hockey question.
It's true. You're
very aggressive. I ask you basic questions. I'm not asking you questions.
It's not a basic question. You're asking me a playing style of a tournament that doesn't happen every year.
Mm. No, I said the rules. Are they playing Olympic rules or NHL rules?
Is it Frozen Four rules? Okay. How many inches thick is the ice during this?
Really? How many pucks do they use? Like the most specific questions of all time.
Because that's what I need to answer.
How do they paint the blue lines blue?
See. Now he's trying to have me asking ridiculous questions so it could justify him lashing out over
I don't have to justify anything. This is what you've asked over the history of this show.
How do
I didn't people? Ask about blue line.
You probably have, dude. I'm probably no, I just didn't. Not remember the segment.
No,
you thought it, but you thought
no, I
it.
Didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I know what I asked you. I asked you. How does icing work on a power play? I know the shorthanded team can't get icing, but can the team on the advantage still get icing? That was my question.
Oh.
That's it. It's a normal hockey question. Okay? Don't be mad because you're wearing a Panthers hat and I exposed you for knowing zero hockey.
I don't have to be exposed. I don't know about hockey intricacies. I've said that to you because we've had this debate no less than 3 dozen times on this show. And now you're not. I don't know. Google? David Dwork, you want me to give you his number? I'm gonna start getting the bat phone. Like, just call David anytime he's got the We got a question, Marcos. Just be like, burr, burr. Dave, we got a question.
Man, I am looking at this video of them painting the ice. This is just blowing my mind.
Dave Stout says, "What would be the question Toba could ask Leroy to get him mad like this? Oh, should we sign Deebo Samuel?"
He was very against.
By the way, did you guys? Joe Rose, he took that and ran today. Whoa. He loved it. Big dog.
Leroy was very angry.
Yeah, yep. It's the dumbest thing in the world with what this team needs. We're gonna go find a receiver. It's not that
dumbest thing in the world. Instead, we got a star wide receiver with a tall woman fetish. Yeah, great. Strange. Not the kink shame.
I agree with Jay Fig. I know too much about this man.
We really do.
Just way too much.
Do you ever think, like, in a deposition, they're like, "Yeah, that was too honest."
Like, well, Tyreek, maybe lie a little bit, buddy. Strange. You know how it is.
Like, listen, no, Tyreek is one of those people that when they're winning and he talks, it's cute. And when they're losing and he talks, it's annoying. That's just the way it is, right?
We'll take a break. I apologize for lashing out.
That's for sure.
Apologies. Until you lash out in the next hour.
Okay. Yeah, when you get the cat.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.